M. Jackson, W266, DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
Oh. We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
What is dedication?
I am the father of a 9-year-old little girl and a 6-year-old little boy. And I find fatherhood both relentlessly challenging and relentlessly rewarding. My daughter is biological and my son is adopted. I love them both so much. From the morning when you wake up to putting them to bed at night, and every moment in between, it really is so special, and boy, is it exhausting. One thing that I fear about being a parent is the future for my children. I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings. But I'm also hopeful that the future holds a more inclusive and compassionate world for them.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Over the years, you've really kept up with the times. You're on social media.
Like, dislike, block.
Maintained your health.
10,000 steps. I'm a beast.
You even programmed your own smart home.
In 10 minutes, remind me that I'm a genius.
In 10 minutes, I'll remind you that you're a genius.
If you can do all that, you can definitely save for retirement. Just go to aceyourretirement.org, a free online tool sponsored by AARP that can help you get on track with your retirement savings no matter your age. At aceyourretirement.org, you'll meet Avo, the friendly digital retirement coach, and in just 3 minutes, get personalized recommendations to help boost your retirement savings. They're easy to understand and work with your lifestyle. It's quick, easy, and free. Plus, it's brought to you by AARP, so you know they got your back.
You are a genius.
Take charge of your retirement. Go to aceyourretirement.org now. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. I came out in the 11th grade. Nobody was embracing you. The kids were cruel. It was very difficult to be gay. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
The hard part was determining that I was gonna do it, but I definitely didn't do it alone.
At age 30, with the help of her mentor, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
I have a mentor, Maria. She convinced me to continue my education and to finish what I started to get my diploma. Just never judges. She's a true role model. If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, go get it. You can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Cynthia and Ed.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, out of the blue, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. And she didn't know whether she should go forward or turn or just stay at the stop sign. She wasn't even really sure where she was at. She was very concerned. It was very unsettling for her.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it, to bring the family in on it. I felt so much better after my son told me, "Mom, I don't want you to worry or be afraid. I'll be there for you and we'll figure it out."
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in a thousand pieces, just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Veterans, whatever you're going through, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Has been talking about issues that are of great importance to the people of Georgia, like whether it's better to be a vampire or a werewolf. This is a debate that I must confess I once had myself. When I was 7. Then I grew up. In case you're wondering, by the way, Mr. Walker decided he wanted to be a werewolf, which is great. As far as I'm concerned, he can be anything he wants to be, except for a United States Senator.
Okay, let's get it over with. I sound like a dude.
Yeah,
everybody,
you do.
Yeah.
Way to go.
Good morning.
Way to go. What happened?
I've tested twice negative for COVID. I got my sister's crud. Good morning.
You sound like Harvey Firestein.
I know. I sound finally like I look in my high school picture, like an Armenian dude. Just, you know.
Nothing wrong with Armenian dudes.
No, not at all.
Are you going to start growing hair?
I called my girlfriend this morning. I'm like, you're dating dudes again. She's like, I have a boyfriend. I'm okay. I didn't sleep. I got a crud from my sister. Okay. That's going to sound weird, right? Do you want me to go back up? You guys can host this.
No. Am I freaking everyone out? No.
We can't even find our Harvey's Bristol Cream commercial. Someone tweet it to us again.
I can't wait for Glenn to hear your voice.
Yes. I would like to have Glenn over for a little Harvey's Bristol Cream.
What about the lovely and talented Mrs. Kirshner?
Yes.
Have her up too?
Her too. She obviously likes dudes. Okay. Oh, also, do we have my big announcement music? I'd do the butter commercial because this seems like an unfortunate day to announce that I've been named TuneIn Awards, the progressive voice of reason. I don't know now if I have to switch over and compete in the male category, but I'm the progressive voice of reason.
Congratulations.
Thank you, TuneIn.
It's not a female category. It can be a man.
Really? Okay. Maybe it's an intersex anyway. I'm sorry. I'm freaking myself out just in case anyone else
wants to know.
You
beat out Tom Hartman.
Did I?
Well, I mean, you're the progressive voice of reason. He's not.
Yeah.
So.
Who did you say I have a... Oh, because I said people will think this is the Stephen Miller voice, and you said, no, his voice isn't that deep.
Right.
No. That's true. Yeah. Okay.
And also, you don't sound Hitler-y enough.
Okay, that happened. That's the thing. Are we amplifying a crate? Don't you feel like the theme is deeply mentally ill black man that the GOP uses as props, and it is just disgusting? And
did you see the video where he's wearing like a full like
gimp face mask? Yeah, I watched it. It was deeply when Alex Jones is the same person in the room, looks at you like you're crazy. Something has happened.
our boss over at SiriusXM, Sean Bertolo.
Hi, Sean.
He tweeted, imagine there's two people in a room and Alex Jones isn't the worst one.
There were three people in that room and Alex Jones wasn't the worst
one. Did you see the puppet show with the Netanyahu flag puppet thing? Did you see that whole thing? Yeah.
No. Wait, what?
Okay.
Where was that?
I try to stay away from Hitler programming.
Yeah. There were a lot of bets on Twitter as to how long it would take us to play Hitler Burger. Would that be the only... Wow, and Elon kicked him off Twitter.
I go now to
there is a low.
Doesn't sound like free speech to me, Elon. To the Hitler
burger. Didn't you just tweet a picture of Pepe the Frog and a gun on his nightstand?
No, I don't know. So I don't really, follow Elon Musk.
I don't.
Okay. And shame on you for following him.
I don't follow him. No, there's a way to get around following people, but still keep an eye on him.
Yeah. Do we have to? I guess 19. I guess we. Okay, in case you hadn't heard. Kanye, I'm not calling him his stupid name. What is it? Yee? Yay? What is it?
I actually like calling him Yee just because it sounds so stupid.
Okay.
Kanye. Nobody calls him Yee.
Yay.
Whatever. This was him on with the other Nazi, Nick Fuentes.
Nick Fuentes is there.
Alex Jones. Okay.
Well, I see good things about Hitler also. I love everyone, and Jewish people are not going to tell me you can love you know, us, and you can love what we're doing to you with the contracts, and you can love what we're, you know, what we're pushing with the pornography, but this guy invented highways, invented the very microphone that I use as a musician.
No, he didn't.
You can't say out loud that this person ever did anything good, and I'm done with that. I'm done with the classifications. Every human being has something of value that they brought to the table.
No, not really.
Especially Hitler.
Especially Hitler. Especially Hitler. No. Especially, very most especially.
No.
Hitler didn't invent the microphone. No. I don't know what he's talking about. He's just another deeply mentally ill black man that they're using as a prop.
Someone else tweeted, the only good thing about Hitler is that he's the one who killed Hitler.
Right, exactly.
I'll give him props
for
that.
Nicely done. Okay. Nicely done.
Yes.
That's a creative solution to a
problem.
Wow.
So he posted an image of the swastika photoshopped inside the Star of David on Twitter hours after he professed his admiration for the Third Reich and Hitler. Okay, before being suspended, West shared a screen capture of a text message from Elon Musk in which the Twitter owner said, sorry, but you've gone too far. Oh, now a warning? Now, so all the other Jew hating was fine, but this was...
But not on my platform.
Now a warning?
Right, sorry you've gone too far. This is not love. Oh, I see. So all the other Jew hating was love in Elon Musk's... I see. So he also claimed the Holocaust is not what happened before he praised Hitler, as we just said, for modernizing something, transit communications, something... Completely insane. Okay.
The trains ran on time.
Oh my God. Let's dispense with this thing. Early. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
This is the future president you're talking to right now.
Is Nick your running mate?
He's not old enough.
Yeah. Yeah, Nick, how old are you?
I'm 24. Maybe in a few cycles.
And Trump loved Nick. He looked at me, he said, where did you find this kid? He had no idea.
Yeah. Not great. They're very chuckly. It's very chuckly. Ha ha ha.
So warm.
Giving Nazis a platform. Ha ha ha. See how funny it is? Oh my God. What did Trump say? Kanye didn't say anything anti-Semitic at the dinner. Well, I said to Chris yesterday, I'm sure Hitler got through some dinners without saying anything anti-Semitic too. If it wasn't the topic of conversation, I'm sure that, you know.
You know, this topic has a lot more gravitas with your voice like that.
Thank you. Don't I sound more like a newscaster?
Yes.
I sound like an anchorman.
You are the progressive voice of the resistance.
Yes.
I'm the progressive voice of reason.
Oh, reason. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And also phlegm.
You're resisting having a voice
right now.
Progressive
voice of phlegm goes to...
Stephanie Miller.
Thank you, Tune In.
Thank you. Thank you, Tune In Awards. Sean Hannity gets 700 stations and I get progressive voice of phlegm. That's me. Flemmiest person that works in their basement.
They picked a great day to give you the award.
Thank you. Thank you.
I bet you Sean Hannity has a specific laryngitis doctor.
No, exactly. We can't even afford, we can't afford a laryngitis doctor or a fill-in host.
No.
So, sorry. This is what you get. Oh, God. And love from Kelly, who reminds us, she said this is sent from the Harmar Mall. I don't think that's true. I think Kelly is making that up. She said, Steph, thank you for one of the funniest weeks I've ever seen on your show.
Aw.
I know my girls are coming in. There's Frangela, sisters from another mister. I know one of them just now cleared from having COVID. With that said, I caught this latest newest strain last week, and having a doctor who completely effed up did not get me my Paxlovid till probably 3 days after she should have. I'm still feeling better. Please encourage everyone to get the Paxlovid ASAP, as if it was Shirley McCain.
Oh.
Yeah. Get my country the shot. Of Paxlovid.
Give my daughter the pain shot. Please, country. I don't see why she has to have this pain.
Country.
It's time for her shot. You understand? Do something. All she has to do is hold on until 10, and it's past 10.
Yeah.
She's in pain. My daughter is in pain. Give her the shot. You understand?
You're going to
give my daughter
country.
The shot.
Thank you. Thank you. Wow. Didn't we do a deliberate edit and change that to country? The shot.
We've done a bunch of deliberate edits.
I think we did. That must be somewhere. Oh, a request for you from Julie in Seattle.
Oh
dear, the 11th Circuit just tossed baby special master and the nice judge who ordered it for him into the trash. No need to read the statement from the 45th bassinet tomorrow. Just have Chris bellow that noise. Yeah, he's not happy, which means Glenn Kirshner seems extra happy this morning. We're going to talk to him in a few minutes.
And you opined yesterday that it sounds painful when I do that. It's
I'm afraid. It's, well, again, we can't afford a doctor if you get a hernia, so don't.
No, it's coming from, like, right up here.
Oh.
And so it's not coming from anywhere down there.
Yeah, that's where my crud is coming from. Right there. Okay. Hey, listen, here's the important thing.
All right.
We've gotten off the Harmar Mall for at least almost an entire segment.
Well.
But do we have a song? Yes, we have a new song. Yes, we do.
All right.
Yes, we do. Robin in Minneapolis.
Didn't know what time it was. The lights were low.
Hello.
Hi. I listened to Stephanie on my radio.
I met Mr. Pillow.
Some lady was calling in from Minnesota. Minnesota nice.
It's very reasonable.
Talking about how the Pillow Man is fortune made.
He was a lonely guy.
Starting out in a kiosk with his sweaty tirade. Hey, that wasn't no pillow, that was sweaty cause.
If you are a sweater, this is the best pillow for you. I ran into him at the Harmar Mall.
There's a Harmar Mall up in the sky. We'd like to go and see it, but we think it'd blow our minds. There's a Harmar Mall up in the sky. He's told us that we stole it, but he knows that it's just jive, he knows it. Elections, they can't lose them. They have to cheat to win them. Let all the QAnonazis in.
Oh my gosh, very festive. Thank you, Rocky Mountain
Mike. Awesome.
Right? Who else has a Harmar song this morning?
Nobody.
You
know,
us.
We should send that to the Harmar Mall so they can use it in their commercials.
Yes, so it's their, you know, Muzak in the mall there. There in the mall there. Okay. I've gotten virtually no sleep, which is why my throat keeps getting worse.
It's going to be another messy show.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be the hot mess show. Mm-hmm. But you know what? That's because it's the season. It's beginning
you,
to look,
you think that Trump is actually still in power right now?
No. I was looking for another. I'm feeling musical this morning.
Oh, okay.
Because here it is the season. Thanks so much. Yeah, there we go.
It's beginning to look a lot like Hitler.
Yeah, everywhere.
Everywhere you go. Just look at that Trump and friends, their fans threatening once again with violence and racist rants that grow. They're beginning to sound a lot like Hitler. Vandals every night. And the Naziest sight you'll see is the swastika that will be on your own front door.
Oh, thank you, Rocky.
That's adorable.
Mike. That's festive. Hey, who said when asked, hey, you're having dinner with Hunter Biden tonight, who said, I'm at dinner with my mom? Who said that?
Grape Ape.
No, that was Kevin McCarthy.
Oh.
Yesterday,
you should have said Cocaine Bear.
Who went to the Macron dinner with his mom.
I take my mom to a state dinner.
Isn't he currently having an affair with anyone? Like he, I'm sorry, allegedly was at some point. Okay, what? Yes. Breaking news. Sorry. Yes.
Oh no. This isn't breaking news. But on Twitter, Eric Hanke has pointed out that you sound like Peter Brady when his voice cracks.
Yeah,
that's true.
When it's time to change.
It's the time of the season when I grow hair on my balls.
And Duke City Smoke says, I've always wondered why we've never seen Mama and Road Flair marry in the same place at the same time.
That's right. Oh, my God. And now she's back in season. Show me a poor Jew. Remember that call?
Yeah,
that was
yeah.
our favorite.
Yeah.
Show me a poor Jew. You're right. Oh, this is fun. I could do the whole show as Road Fiddler Mary. All the blacks are stealing all the food stamps.
In the Escalades.
In the Escalades are stealing all the groceries so my son can't get any food. Okay.
It still doesn't. Her best line ever was, put in your dildo and smoke it, sweetie.
Did she say that to
you? She said that to you.
Okay. Put that in your dildo and smoke it, sweetie.
I don't even know what that means.
Yeah. Wow, I haven't been able to dust off this impression in a while.
Well, there you go. Might as well use it while you can.
Blake's knees.
It's only 10 years old.
All the groceries, huh?
It's 10 years ago.
I don't think she's with us anymore.
I think she sounds different than this. Okay. Hey, Glenn Kirshner's coming up. Ali Velshi at John Fugelsang and Fridays with Frangela. Alert them. They'll be speaking to, dude looks like a lady.
Old Lucy.
Old Lucy. Yeah.
Oh, Ricky. Wouldn't that be fun if we had a guest named Ricky? Could we find one? Oh, Ricky.
Maybe a caller named Ricky could call in.
Let's get Ricky Schroeder.
Oh, good.
No.
All right. 20 minutes after the hour. This portion.
I used to have a crush on him.
Before he... Oh, he was born with a silver spoons in his mouth, something. Huh, listen, what? Mommy's sleepy.
Something
this portion
mouth.
Of the show, just turn the thing off, but this portion of the show is brought to you by Omaha Steaks. Don't tell my sister. It's what I'm sending her. She goes to spend time with my mom every single day. She is my hero, and she deserves Omaha Steaks.
Yep.
All the heroes in your life deserve Omaha Steaks. She actually asked for them. Listen.
She gave you the
some
crud.
Some heroes are, they're talky. They tell you exactly what they need.
She gave you the crud. You're giving her Omaha Steaks.
Yes.
That's not a fair trade.
Yeah. The steak experts at Omaha Steaks put together a special curated gift package to help take the guesswork out of gifting and make you a holiday hero. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use the code Stephanie at checkout. Get $30 off your order. Made the girlfriend the filet mignon and the chicken last weekend.
Nom.
Oh, my God. She is a carnivorous beast of the highest order. She loved it. Okay. Also, caramel apple tartlets, scallop potatoes, you name it. It is a whole feast. It's an experience for you and your whole family. Everyone loves this. If you don't know what to buy for people, who doesn't love getting this? Amazing quality food, amazing amount of food for the price. Be sure to get Omaha Steaks ready to ship your order right away. So shop early. Beat the shipping rush. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use the promo code Stephanie at checkout. Omaha Steaks, a gift from the heart, a gift that will be remembered with every unforgettable bite. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best. OmahaSteaks.com. Type in Stephanie at checkout to get an extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
It's a beautiful miracle of nature.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Give Masterclass this holiday and get a second membership for yourself free. Unlimited access to online classes from the world's best, anytime, anywhere, at your own pace. With thousands of lessons from more than 180 world-class instructors, give that creative on the weekend friend of yours tips on how to make an epic film from James Cameron. Do you know a gonna-run-a-company type in your family? She can learn how to create a business with Richard Branson. Or maybe you're a post-everything-I-eat kind of person. Take lessons with Gordon Ramsay and cook a gram-worthy meal. These cinematic, on-demand videos are short enough to fit into your everyday life. Watch from your phone, tablet, living room, or just listen on the go in audio mode. This year, give someone what they've always wanted to do with a Masterclass membership and get a second one for yourself free. Go to masterclass.com/Stephanie today. Learn something new. Masterclass.com/Stephanie. Limited time only. Terms apply. One more time. Go to masterclass.com/Stephanie. The guys in your life aren't boring, so don't give them boring gifts. Give them a gift from Man Crates. Show him you really care with hundreds of totally unique gift options available at mancrates.com, like the Whiskey Appreciation Crate with a personalized handmade whiskey decanter and tumblers, ice sphere molds, slate coasters, and snacks, or the Grillmaster Crate with a brass knuckle meat tenderizer, cast iron smoker box, steak thermometers, and more. Man Crates packs his gift in unique containers, so watching him open his gift is an unforgettable experience. Personalization is free, and every Man Crates gift comes with 100% satisfaction guaranteed. He will think it's awesome, or Man Crates will make it right. For the rest of the season, buy one, get one 50% with the code FESTIVE50 at mancrates.com. That code is FESTIVE50
at mancrates.com. Give him that crowbar. Watch him open up that man crate. The code again, festive50 at mancrates.com.
Wow, I can't believe it. This is great news.
Aw, thanks. Oh, I'm so nervous, but I'm excited, too.
So are you going to start telling people? Is it too soon?
I think I'll wait a little bit, you know, just in case.
Yeah, that's smart.
Yeah, well, people are going to notice soon anyway.
Have you told your mom yet?
Not yet.
Oh, she's going to be so happy.
Yeah. Oh, it's going to be so nice to finally be able to say, I am quitting smoking.
Mm. Congratulations.
Thank you.
If you're pregnant, there's one more exciting announcement you can make to your friends and family. You've decided to quit smoking. A lot of women are able to quit successfully when they find out they're pregnant. They have the best motivation there is, a healthy baby. Deciding to quit is the first step you can take to reduce the risks of premature delivery, low birth weight, childhood asthma, and SIDS. We can help you learn to quit. Call Great Start at 1-866-66-START.
So do I have to buy you a gift for this too?
Of course.
Every baby deserves a great start. Brought to you by the American Legacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm LeVar Burton, and I'm proud to be a book person. Every child deserves to have access to books because children who grow up with books invariably do better in life than children who do not. How do I choose a book? Is it the cover? Sometimes it's the cover, sometimes it's the title. I guess I'm pretty visual, so it's a combination of those two. The first book I remember was Captain's Courageous. When I finished that book, I had become so involved with these characters. So here's the thing. If a book's really, really impressing me and the writing is really, really good, I will peek and see what the last paragraph is. Because the endings of books, if it's really, really well done, that ending, that last thought should rock you. I am a book person, and if you're a book person too, read to a child and spark a lifetime of ambition. Join me at bookpeopleunite.org because reading is fundamental. A public service announcement brought to you by Reading is Fundamental, Library of Congress, and the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
I love you so.
Oh, thank you. Mark tweets, Stephanie Miller's talking like a dude. She's halfway to talking like a right-wing dude with 700 stations.
Well, there's that.
Maybe we could pick up a few more if I just say Bilderbergs, lizard people.
This could be the day you transition.
Gay frogs. A few more times. Lizard people. Tiny airplanes pushing weather around. Okay. MSNBC just announced 263,000 new jobs added, higher than expected, showing economy still strong, unemployment at 3.7%. Thank you, President Biden. Thank you, Dark Brandon. However, I am not a right-wing dude with 700 stations. I am the progressive voice of reason. Thank you. Tune in. Awards.
Good for you.
Or it's a the good progressive, picture of you.
Thank you. Progressive voice of phlegm. Okay. Karen in Chicago. Hello, Karen. Hi.
Hello. Good morning. You know what? You kind of sound like Brenda Vaccaro.
I know. A little bit. Like I've been smoking tampons all night. I know. Yes.
Yeah, it's fabulous. Yes.
Tampax tampons. So, we're not number one, but we're up there. Go ahead. It's an old joke.
Congratulations on your, is it a nomination?
No, this is a full-on award.
Well, it doesn't surprise me because honestly, Stephanie, compared to your male counterparts, you have been right more than you've been wrong.
Thank you.
So I think it's, yeah.
You refer specifically to Chris. Oh, I'm sorry. You meant right-wingers. Yeah, sure. Like Chris. Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Go ahead.
No, well, and some other progressive voices, I must say.
Yes, other progressive voices too.
Sure.
Mm. Yeah, no, absolutely. So listen, I just want to say, you know, we marinate in this stuff, so we all kind of know who Nick Fuentes is.
Yeah.
Kanye West is truly dangerous because his appeal and reach and influence is very broad. So it's no joke when he comes out and he says he loves Hitler.
Yeah.
That is astonishing. And it kills me, though, because somebody said, oh, you know, he's even too extreme for, you know, like the Tucker Carlson's. Tucker Carlson right. had to edit out some of the most extreme comments by him.
The problem is the GOP is putting people yes. like Herschel Walker and Kanye West into trying to put them into positions of power You know, Elon Musk lifted his Twitter ban before you know what I'm saying? They're giving these dangerous people a platform that they know are mentally
ill. They don't mind the extremism. They mind that they're that obvious.
Yeah, exactly. Glenn Kirshner, next.
A progressive voice from Manitowoc to Janesville. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Did you hear about the vampire that was found? Headline is, skeleton of female, quote, vampire, unearthed at cemetery in Poland.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
A sharp sickle was placed across her neck and a padlock was put around her big toe. Her burial reveals fear around vampires.
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry right here on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and whatever. Just don't text and drive. Visit stoptextsstoprex.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Here's today's STEM tip. Don't throw out that old plastic bottle. Repurpose it by turning it into an awesome terrarium. Just fill it with sand, pebbles, soil, and your favorite plant. It'll grow sealed right in its own ecosystem. Learn more at SheCanSTEM. A message from the Ad Council.
Hey sis, missed you this morning. Kim told me you weren't feeling well, so I'm just doing a self-care check.
Oh, thank you, friend.
How you doing?
Girl, listen, my energy was so low because I didn't eat breakfast when I got up, so I had to miss virtual yoga with y'all.
Trust me, I understand.
But I'm doing much better now that I've eaten, so I'm back on track.
Great. In that case, let's get some steps in tonight. I'll come over and we can walk around the lake.
Sounds good. Appreciate you being in my business, too. Now, let me get in yours. Did you check your blood pressure today?
I did that and my squats, okay?
Okay.
High blood pressure is not going to be my friend if I can help it. See you at 6?
Let's get it. See you then.
Now more than ever, it's important that we protect our hearts and the hearts of those we love. Check in on one another and be a part of a healthy blood pressure movement. Rally Your Squad to take the online pledge at releasethepressure.org. Brought to you by the Release the Pressure Coalition and the Ad Council.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute? When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
I asked what kind of family she wanted. She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Here, apparently, he also claimed that he used to let me beat him at basketball. But then he admitted that we've never actually met. So I guess this was more of an imaginary whooping that I laid on him. Now, listen, this would be funny if he weren't running for Senate.
Palmer Report tweets, breaking, the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals just struck down Judge Eileen Cannon's entire special master ruling. Huge win for the DOJ, huge loss for Donald Trump. This was the biggest remaining hurdle to indicting Trump. Now we're getting to the fun part. Trump for prison.
Yeah.
Oh, it could be a very treason's greetings to everybody. Thank God. No, that's where I needed that thing before we go to Glenn that I asked for.
Guess what? We're saying Merry Christmas again.
Happy New Year to you. In jail.
Okay, now it's time for Glenn. Okay. Hi, Glenn.
Thank God. Former U.S. Attorney Glenn Kirshner is here.
Get me Glenn Kirshner.
Glenn Kirshner.
Former 30-year federal prosecutor Glenn Kirshner.
I can listen to him talk all day.
Who has answered the call for his country once again.
Glenn Kirshner.
MSNBC legal analyst Glenn Kirshner.
On the Steffi Miller Show all day.
Piercing blue-eyed Glenn Kirshner.
We got that Glenn Kirshner now and I feel okay.
Hi, Glenn. You said justice is coming this morning. It's a sunrise of justice.
That was almost premature jingle there. That kind of hurt.
Sorry.
Yeah, I think things are looking up. Objectively, things are looking up with the 11th Circuit, with Trump's, former high White House lawyers being ordered back into the grand jury to tell the whole truth about Trump, and on, the hits just kept coming for Trump this week.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing. Well, I mean, and as you were saying back when this happened, this was just so improper in the first place. They obviously went judge shopping for Judge Cannon. What she did was completely improper. But I think, as you told us at the time, it just caused the delay that he was hoping for. But that's over now, right?
It is over, and it's a really important opinion. I would urge everybody to read at least pages 20 and 21, three paragraphs, because as I said on Lawrence O'Donnell's show last night, that is about as close as you get to a rule of law poetry. It was so good. And let me say, I was on the panel with my friends Joyce Vance and Barb McQuaid, so I kind of dragged down the IQ of the panel.
Oh, you did not.
But I have to quote what my friend Joyce Vance said. She said that the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals opinion was so scorched earth that basically they bench slapped Judge Cannon.
Yeah.
And that was a perfect way to put it. And what the opinion said, Steph, is that, listen, if the FBI and the DOJ lawfully obtain a search warrant, lawfully conduct the search, and lawfully seize evidence of crime from Donald Trump's home, a federal judge has no right to interfere in that investigation. That is some scorched earth language, because what the court announced is that Judge Cannon interfered with a federal investigation that has national security implications. I think she's in trouble. I think she's going to have ethics complaints filed against her for that.
I was going to ask you that. Yeah, Tristan Snell, our your colleague, our friend, said Trump loses bigly. 11th Circuit Court rules Judge Cannon was incorrect, eliminates her ruling, orders case be dismissed, special master gone, all restrictions on DOJ use of recovered Mar-a-Lago documents gone, massive DOJ win, great day for democracy and the rule of law. Chris asked you before the break, does this speed things up now for Jack Smith?
I don't know if it speeds things up as much as it clears the decks. There are no longer impediments or, rules that he has to go by when he's considering what evidence do I need to investigate? What evidence can I use to indict Donald Trump? All of that underbrush has been cleared away. So I think Jack Smith is full speed ahead.
Yeah. Well, this was two for more than 2 months. The review had hindered the criminal inquiry, which is what, like you were saying, it's exactly what Donald Trump's done his whole life. It's what it was designed to do. Just delay, delay, delay.
Yeah. And here's the good news. DOJ has so much to investigate regarding Donald Trump's crimes that even if they had to set this to the side momentarily while they worked through this ridiculous order by Trump-appointed Judge Cannon, I don't think it really derailed them or slowed them down, because they had plenty to work on.
Yeah. So I think you've said to us that you feel like this might be the first case up because it's so clear and there's so many documents. But what do you think of the J6 committee as they wrap up? Are they going to make criminal referrals? Should they? Is it going to matter?
Yeah, they're really cramming for their final exam right now. They put Kellyanne Conway in the hot seat, and she testified for 5 hours. Yeah. Now, whether that was facts to, or alternative facts, we don't know. But let me just share a data point, and then I'll go back to the overarching J6 committee thing. What I always found really intriguing is that Donald Trump first announced on August 17th, 2020, if I lose, the election will be rigged. And Kellyanne Conway, senior counselor to the president of the United States, promptly resigned. Yeah. So we know what she did. Now we need to know why she did it.
Yeah.
Because I have a feeling those two data points are connected. And if she testified truthfully, I think it's going to hurt Trump.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's the one thing they're good at is self-protection, right? And trying to rewrite history and how they're the hero in every scenario and kept, you know, the country from far worse that Trump might have done.
Yeah.
And
to answer your J6 question, I heard Zoe Lofgren say, not only are we going to issue a final report, we're going to release to the public all of the transcripts. I mean, more than 1,000.
Wow.
So, you know, investigative journalists are going to be working overtime. But I predict all of them, obviously, it's all also being packaged up and going over to the Department of Justice. I don't think the J6 committee can neglect to make criminal referrals. If they have the evidence of crime, they have to say, I believe. They don't have to, but they should say, here are the crimes we think are supported by the evidence we develop, DOJ. We're now referring it to you.
Well, that's the thing, Glenn, when people say, oh, it's political. I'm like, how is it not going to be political when a former president tries to overthrow the government of the United States or engages in espionage? Of course, it's all political, right?
And wouldn't it be political if the January 6th committee had evidence of crime in their hot little hands and they didn't suggest to the Department of Justice the criminals should be held accountable?
You tweeted, I love when a future defendant unequivocally admits to a crime. Trump, I took them, the government documents that were not my property, openly and transparently. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, we ask you to return the only verdict consistent with the evidence, guilty. Oh, my God. He just, how many, you know, whatever these things are, truths, do we have in writing of him saying I did it?
Steph, this gives me prosecutorial goosebumps. And here's why. Donald Trump could very plausibly have said, do you really think I packed up those boxes? Look at these hands. Do you think I could pack all those boxes up and, what, carry them down to Mar-a-Lago myself? Of course not. I don't know who packed them up. I don't know what they put in them. But now he shouldn't call it Truth Social. Yeah. He should call it Confession Social, because he now has assisted Jack Smith in proving the element of knowingly and intentionally stealing government documents, which would have been a challenge to prove. And then let me add this, because this is less intuitive from that exact same post by Donald Trump. He also said, hey, Hillary Clinton, after she was subpoenaed, didn't give over 33,000 emails, deleted them, destroyed them, whatever. What did he also admit to inferentially? That he received a subpoena and that he didn't give over documents after they had been subpoenaed. So that is also an admission that he committed the crime of obstruction of justice, not just theft of documents.
Right. Also, Hillary didn't do that. Not important now. Anyway, I thought you were going to say it gives you prosecutorial wood in your giant gavel.
Stop it!
But I didn't.
Oh, my God!
He would never engage in such a thing. He has his giant gavel right now that he's picked up.
Oh, my God!
You
it's
said,
the holiday season!
That's okay. I'm not feeling well. He's give me some leeway. You said special counsel Jack Smith's Thanksgiving Day court filing that destroys Trump's lawyers' legal arguments. It seems like people are pretty heartened by the speed that Jack Smith appears to be moving at. What do you think?
Yeah, Jack is a real without fear or favor kind of prosecutor. I didn't know him personally, but some of the folks that were in my homicide section ended up leaving the D.C. U.S. Attorney's Office and working for Jack when he was the head of public integrity at the Department of Justice. And I'll tell you, now we have a little bit of hero fatigue, right? Because we thought Bob Mueller was going to bring it home. and Bill Barr basically blocked him and lied about his report. We thought Merrick Garland was going to bring it home. I will say now, having seen Merrick Garland operate over the last year and a half, he's a very good man, but he seems to have lost his prosecutorial instincts, and he's behaving more like a judge, which is not what we need out of our attorney general at this moment in history. But what I've been told about Jack Smith is, listen, he's fearless. He will take politically charged cases that are difficult to prove. He has prosecuted Republican politicians and Democrats, and he's not afraid to lose. He's going to do the right thing. And that's precisely the kind of person we need heading up the Trump cases at this point.
Yeah. Speaking of inappropriate jokes, my favorite is when you said Elmer Rhodes has a perfect 20 vision. Now,
yes, that rocketed around Twitter.
You've been keeping
quite a while.
An eye out for us on this trial. And it turns out justice was not blind. Tell us why.
But I'm bummed.
Proving seditious conspiracy. Why, tell us why that's so important. And you also said, will it ultimately, these convictions take down Roger Stone, Alex Jones, and Mike Flynn? Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh, go ahead. Speak.
Yeah, this is really big. Because I just wrote a piece for MSNBC Daily that went up a day or two ago, kind of talking about the main takeaways of the convictions of the Oath Keepers. And there are two that I'll focus on. One, now that the government has proved this wasn't a spontaneous riot, this was a concerted effort, and people had conspired to try to violently stop the certification of Joe Biden's win. And there's enough evidence to prove that they committed the crime of seditious conspiracy, the attempted violent overthrow of the government. Other Oath Keepers are coming up for trial on Monday. Proud Boys in a seditious conspiracy case are coming up for trial on December 13th. Every one of them, Steph, is sitting down with their lawyers right now and thinking about, should I reopen negotiations with the federal prosecutors, plead guilty, and cooperate to try to reduce my exposure? And here's what we know. The Proud Boys and the Oath Keepers were intimately plugged into Roger Stone, Alex Jones, Mike Flynn, and others. So if they begin cooperating, guess who will be the next ones indicted? Guys like Stone, Flynn, and Alex Jones.
Alex Jones has just filed for personal bankruptcy in Texas.
Yeah.
You know, he's openly taunting these poor families, saying they're never going to see a dime, there's no money, blah, blah, blah. What do you think?
I'm not a bankruptcy expert, but I have a feeling the court system writ large is on to Alex Jones' shenanigans. So I think they're going to force him to satisfy those monetary judgments that the Sandy Hook families won.
Yeah. And quickly, speaking of cooperation, so, you know, we've heard that Jack Smith wants to talk to Mike Pence, which is certainly a sign that they're more toward the end than the beginning of this investigation. This whole, like, oh, I'm considering it kind of thing, that doesn't work with DOJ, does it? This isn't a congressional commitment. Well, it shouldn't work that way anyway with a congressional, with Congress. But it's not optional, is it?
Mike Pence has disqualified himself from future public office. Here's why I say that. The January 6th committee's main mission is to legislate so we never have another insurrection. Against that backdrop, Steph, Mike Pence, who's one of the most important fact witnesses, because he was the victim of Donald Trump's pressure campaign to get him to violate the law, the Electoral Count Act. And he's the most important fact witness, arguably, in the insurrection. And he told Congress, Congress has no right to my testimony. In other words, the American people have no right to Congress legislating to try to avoid another insurrection. You know what? He can close the door on J6 testimony. He can't close the door on a federal grand jury subpoena. And I promise you, Jack Smith will be putting Mike Pence before the federal grand jury and wearing him out, wringing every drop of incriminating evidence out of Mike Pence that will implicate Donald Trump.
Real quick, Trump's taxes, what does it mean that House Ways and Means finally has them? Or has the clock run out? Is the public ever going to see them? What happens with this now?
You know, I think at some point the public will see them, if only in a future report or legislation that emerges about what kind of, you know, transparency will be legally required of candidates for presidential office. I don't know that the fact that Congress finally got its hands on his tax returns really impacts the criminal investigations, but they're really important because it will give Congress the opportunity to legislate. So a guy like Donald Trump, with all these foreign entanglements with countries and banks and dictators, we know Donald Trump was doing his own financial bidding. He was not working for the good of the American people. That hopefully will never recur, because there will be laws requiring some financial transparency from candidates and presidents. Mm.
Final question. Would you and your giant gavel of justice like to come over for some Harvey's Bristol Cream?
Oh, God.
I'll tell you, you know, listening, I was watching President Obama.
Yes.
Out there stumping for Senator Warnock. And it's just, it's like a warm cinnamon roll and a shot of whiskey. It just doesn't get any better.
Yes.
Right. So, I accept your invitation.
Yes. That was like foreplay, that Barack Obama soundbite. Stephanie Ruhle never invites you over for Harvey's Bristol.
How do you know this?
Well, I just can tell. I love you, Glenn Kirshner.
Love you back, Steph.
All right. Bye.
See you guys.
Bye.
It's been
49 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Wine Enthusiast.
Yes.
OMG. I used my wine decanter. It's so beautiful. I showed it to you guys. It looks like a giant swan.
It's gorgeous.
It? So pretty.
Fancy.
Oh, the glasses are so fancy. Mm-hmm. I have customized ones with the Miller family crest.
Ooh.
I did Stephanie Miller show glasses.
Yeah.
These are a fantastic gift. Oh, my God. If you have a wine enthusiast, let's just say that you love.
Enthusiasms.
Yeah. Who has enthusiasms? Okay. Most people know Wine Enthusiasts from their monthly magazine and wine ratings. For more than 40 years, they've designed and offered the largest selection of wine storage for every drinker, every budget, every collection, from 6 to 600 bottles. Plus, expert wine storage consultants are available by phone to help you find the right fit for all your needs. They're so super helpful. Wine Enthusiast. It's your wineenthusiast.com. Pardon me. Your one-stop holiday gift-giving destination for everyone on your list. The best customer reviews, hassle-free returns, visit wineenthusiast.com or text CHEERS to 73784. That's CHEERS to 73784. Shop the best prices of the holiday season on wine gifts everyone will love. Wineenthusiast.com. From premium wine storage, dazzling decanters, personalized cheese boards, outdoor axe throwing sets.
Yeah!
What? Bring wine to life with Wine Enthusiast. Message and data rates may apply.
The 21st century is a very dangerous century.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Bombas makes easy-to-love gifts for those hard-to-shop-for people. They're softer than a cloud, cozier than a fireplace. Socks are perfect for your pickiest relatives. They're luxuriously smooth shirts made from premium fabrics like merino wool and Pima cotton. They're sure to make any in-law swoon, and the friend who has it all will love knowing that for every comfy item purchased, Bombas donates another equally comfy needed item to someone experiencing homelessness. As a gift giver, you'll love that too. So far, Bombas has been able to put over 75 million items of clothing into the hands of people who need them, which makes a real impact that's bigger than all of us. And it's all thanks to purchases like yours. The gift of better basics never felt so good. So this holiday season, give the goods that do a whole lot of good. Go to bombas.com/Stephanie. Use that code Stephanie for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Stephanie. Don't forget, use that code Stephanie at checkout. bombas.com/Stephanie.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
At a wedding reception, Bill shows the telltale signs of being wasted. In the moment, Bill decides to knight himself, Sir Parties a Lot. He begins his champagne toast with, "So the groom and I meet five cheerleaders in Cancun." Then he asks the bride if she should really be wearing white. He tells family friends he's a love doctor. On the dance floor, he rips off his tuxedo shirt. He swings it over his head and asks the photographer, "Are you getting this?" He dives on the floor and does the worm. Bill tells the best man he'll see him at the after party, and the best man's sister at the after party.
It's easy to tell if you've had way too many to drive, but what if you've had just one too many to drive? Never underestimate just a few. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
It's slip it, cuff it, check it. Talk to the doctor now and share it.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it twice a day.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it in the morning and before dinner.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it, and share it with my doctor. Nearly one in two U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in four easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor.
Now that I know my blood pressure numbers, I talked with my doctor. We're getting those numbers down.
Get it, slip it, cuff it, check it. Talk to doctor now and share it.
Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Learn more at manageyourbp.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association. In partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by Travis Bone's Mom's Dogs.
Aww.
And their fantastic Christmas sweaters from
yes.
Dr. Marty's.
Yeah.
That was the first time I ever put those dogs in sweaters. That was an adventure.
You know the man that makes the best dog food in the country. He's going to make the best Christmas sweaters
for
your dogs. I'm just saying. The first four ingredients in Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend are meat, 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 and meat. Different kinds of meat.
Nom.
Yes. They are, and then they throw in some omega-3 rich seeds, superfood, veggies, and fruit. Dr. Marty has been called the miracle worker by Forbes. He has helped countless doggies, celebrity and non-celebrity. Celebrity dogs, they're just like yours.
Yes, like Lassie and Rin Tin Tin.
Who wore it best?
Yeah.
Okay. Dogs go bonkers for the savory flavor and texture. I have seen a river dancer, too, when I busted out Dr. Marty's food. It is so good for them. They love it, love it, love it. For the holidays, you can save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and a free festive holiday dog sweater with select orders. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. 100% 90-day return of your purchase price. Text Miller to 511-511 today. Offer available with select orders while supplies last. Text fees may apply. You may receive up to one additional text. Text stop to opt out. 57 minutes after the hour. Yes, it is a little disturbing. My voice is, I've tested negative twice for COVID, but I have something
crud.
That my sister, I have a crud that my sister had, laryngitis, something. And you said it looks like my lips were turning blue, so you were getting a little concerned.
I was.
But I just didn't sleep, so I put on my lipstick incorrectly. But thank you for, because I've been watching so much Grey's Anatomy, like a lady went into with hiccups yesterday and then she died. So that's what I'm like, right? I'm like, my lips are blue. She's coding. Stat.
Yeah, that's
right?
What that's I was worried for about. That's why I immediately told you.
Yeah. Well.
Maybe Grace is not a good choice for you.
I know. Yeah. Exactly.
Not when you have the crud.
Exactly. Let's go to Lucretia in Milwaukee. Hello, Lucretia.
Hi. Good morning, everyone. It's CPTP chiming in this morning.
Hello.
Yes.
Go ahead.
And so. Just real quick, Chris, I did imagine a cocaine bear like totally annihilating the omelet buffet bar, but
yeah.
I can't really see him doing it if he's so coked up to probably suppress his appetite.
Well, yeah, cocaine suppresses the appetite.
But so. I do think there would be a wrestling match over a kilo or two with Don Jr. at Mar-a-Lago.
Oh, totally.
In cocaine bear.
He would chase Rudy through the tunnels drunkenly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
And that would be like Revenant. Drunken Rudy would totally lose.
A drunk Rudy versus cocaine bear. I'm there.
All right. We don't know what we just hijacked that call. We're sorry, Lucretia. But Ali Velshi,
yes.
America's newsman, is next.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
The Devil's Advocates, the fix for political junkies everywhere.
You recall the Capitol insurrection? A post-ABC news poll showed 54% said Trump should be criminally charged for inciting the riot. That's like a litany of criminal allegations against the former president. You can say it's all partisanship and a witch hunt, but there wasn't one credible accusation against Obama during his entire 8-year term. So how Republicans just ignore all the evidence? I mean, he was perpetrating a coup on multiple levels.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Telling my girls about my Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard.
But Mom's early detection gave us time to make a plan.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.